Good morning, White Way Radio listeners. This is your announcer, Lynn Nakata. Aloha, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of Mo'ili'ili Honganji, a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple. We are located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend David Fujimoto and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. Our website is moili'ilihonganji.org, where you will find a map of our location and information about our temple. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Matsumoto family in memory of Kenso and Kyoko Matsumoto. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Richard Tennis, retired minister of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Tennis.
I am very happy to be able to share my reflections about the Dharma with you all today on this White Way radio program. This message is called Growth. Human beings are naturally very concerned about growth. From our earliest origins, we have observed the process of growth all around us, in plants, animals, and of course, in our children. It was clear to early humans that the growth of living things was essential to survival, and so they learned that without growth, life is impossible. Eventually, through applying observation and intelligence, we humans learned to raise crops and animals ourselves, and so the process of growth was harnessed, and we began to understand ourselves as growers who use the forces of nature to control our environment and improve our condition of life. Thus, people were able to enjoy an abundance that had not been possible before. However, in harnessing the power of growth, the abundance we created was seldom shared equally. In acquiring the skills of growing, clever human beings quickly learned to dominate those who were weaker than them. So as to acquire not only abundance for everyone, but also power and control over their fellow human beings. Instead of appreciating the value of every being in the world, humans learned to create hierarchies and ranks whereby the powerful were praised merely because they possessed and used power over others. So this was within the group and also one group against another. Maybe that's the beginning of warfare, you know. So even the consciousness of having more than others became a desirable value in human life, and human beings learn to desire and value status above all things. In this way, we humans, well, we began our long history of the few denying self-worth and freedom to the many. Strangely, the acquisition of this power and abundance did not bring about wonderful happiness for human beings, not even for the lucky ones who managed to establish themselves among the powerful. Rather, it created conditions whereby people were either tormented by want, by the desire for wealth and power, or by the anxiety and fear of losing it. In Buddhist terms, this is not surprising. When Shakyamuni Buddha attained enlightenment, he taught that the source of all human unhappiness or suffering comes from our attachment to a false understanding of who we are. Possessing consciousness, it is easy for us to interpret our existence as something solid and eternal. It is difficult for anyone to imagine himself or herself as not existing. And so, deep inside, each one of us has harbored at one time or another the secret belief that I myself will somehow avoid the reality of life faced by others. Death will not come for me. The problem, of course, is that imagining ourselves as eternal, we expect to hold on to everything forever, and we try to avoid change. In not fully accepting the reality of death, a person is unable to enjoy or appreciate even a single moment of their life. The reason is that life itself is by nature fleeting. It's impermanent. It's ever changing. So we worry and fret about the past. We suffer pangs of desire and anxiety over the future. And we're just really unhappy in the present. Bored, at least at minimum. Even more tragically, we cannot appreciate other beings. Imagining ourselves as, you know, myself as the center of the universe, we see others as existing simply to revolve around us and so to fulfill our needs. With this self-centered attitude, everything we encounter in life is judged by its relative value to me. That is to say, how well does it or he or she serve my needs? But the Buddha taught that with such a view, we can never attain peace or happiness in our life. His teaching was that we each exist solely because of one another. My living depends on the living and kindness of others, and others depend on me. True happiness is actually what the Buddha called enlightenment. It is founded entirely on the total acceptance of all reality, all beings, to embrace everyone and everything with equal love and appreciation. When we understand this, we can discover that our attitude toward life has been transformed. And so we can experience a great change in the way we see others and the way we experience our life. Despite our belief in growth, we sometimes call progress, we humans have not really improved since the dawn of history. Wealth, power, and status are now more than ever primary values in society. Unfortunately, the incredible advances in technology that we've all seen happen in our lives has now given us the ability to express our ignorant desires on an accelerated and truly staggering scale. For most of our history, you know, we human beings have been limited by our relatively primitive tools, and so we were forced to live, at least to some degree, in harmony with nature. In those conditions, we knew we had to give back to the earth, to return to her in some way her benevolence to us, if only for our own self-interest. Our limitations forced us to appreciate what we had. Most of us did not possess much anyway, and so we had to use what we had efficiently and try to avoid waste. But now our skills have vastly improved. Our power to grow in the form of the manufacture and consumption of numberless inessential products, addictive and unhealthy processed food, spiritually destructive forms of entertainment, and so much else completely dwarfs anything that was possible in the past. And so, and the wealth and the power it creates is even greater. At the same time, the misuse of one another and our worship of status and rank have increased in accordance with our capacity for selfish behavior. We believe that everything we do must grow without limit. That's the basis of most modern economies, you know, eternal, continual growth, regardless of the disharmony that this may create in the world. This deluded belief in growth is causing terrible imbalance in our world. In the end, so long as we continue to embrace a self-centered view of ourselves and the world around us, our growth will never bring peace and happiness to any of us, and certainly not to the world as a whole. Shinran Shonin, the founder of the Jodo Shinshu teaching, often spoke about the ship of Amida's vow, a symbol for the working of great wisdom and compassion in the world. This ship appears to us when we recognize the existence and the extent of our self-centeredness. As long as our minds remain clouded by self-centeredness and ignorance, we cannot benefit ourselves or others. But the great compassion, great infinite love and compassion that we call Amida's vow is always working to awaken everyone to happiness and peace through through its continual working, we naturally awaken to our real condition, and then we begin to grow in wisdom and understanding, nurturing and sustaining all those around us, and accepting all beings with equal love and compassion, just as we ourselves have been nurtured, sustained, and accepted by others. May we all quickly hear the calling voice of great compassion, realize our true condition as limited beings, and grow to be able to live each moment of life in true happiness and peace. Thank you very much for listening. Please join me with hands together in reverence as we recite the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Tennis, for your Dharma message this morning. Please check the archive of White Way radio broadcasts on our website to listen to speakers from past years. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 6th, there will be no service at Mo'ili'ili Honganji. We invite everyone to attend our open house and bazaar from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The bazaar will feature sales of rummage items, foods, plants, crafts, baked goods, and shavice, as well as activities for children. There will be entertainment and performances also, so please attend. In closing, thank you for listening to our White Way broadcast this morning. We invite you to join us next week, Saturday, October 12th at 7:45 a.m., when our speaker will be Reverend Marcos Sawada, Minister of Hilo Higashi Honganji. Namo Amida Butsu.